Masechet Midot Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Now we'll continue talking about the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Mishnah says, Lemata baritzba beoto akerin, below on the floor of the courtyard of that same corner, Makom hayasham ama al ama betavla shel shayish. There was a hollow space there that was one ama long by one ama wide, and was covered by a tile that was marble. And it covered this hollow space. And there was a ring on top of that tile where you could just lift up the ring and the whole tile would be lifted with it. Through this space, they would go down to the sheet, the pit in the floor of the courtyard, and they would clean it out. The wine and the water that was poured onto the Mizbeach and then flowed into this pit became old and it became sometimes a little thick and congealed, and it would have to be removed. So this was sort of a way to go into the pit and to clear out all the extras, all the debris that got clogged up over there. Now we'll talk about the kevesh, the ramp that was used to go to the top of the Mizbeach. The Torah says, "V'lo ta'ale b'ma'alot al mizbehi." You can't go up with steps to my Mizbeach. We learn out from here that a ramp was put in order to get to the top. So there were two sides to the ramp that the Gemara talks about that branched off of the main ramp. One was on the east and allowed the Kohanim to reach the ledge in order to apply the blood of the Hatat offerings to the upper half of the Mizbeach. And the other ramp on the west led down to the base, and it was used for the Kohanim coming down from the Mizbeach to put the leftover blood, or to pour the leftover blood, on the southwest corner of the base. So that's the two off-ramps, we'll call them, and then there's the main ramp of the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah says that this ramp was built with stones that were held together with concrete, and as well, these small mini ramps were built the same way. There was a ramp to the south of the Mizbeach. It had a length of 32 amot from north to south, and it had a width of 16 amot. And the ramp had a little window in its western wall that measured one ama, and beyond it was a hollow space. They would put the unfit bird hatat offerings there that had to be left in the courtyard overnight after being burned. If a korban becomes unfit in certain situations, it could be burned right away, but others had to leave them overnight before they were burned. A hatat, bird hataot that was slaughtered, was slaughtered at this corner of the Mizbeach, so the unfit ones would be put locally right there, and that's why they had this spot, this little hole in the Mizbeach.